around him. And what longings God must have experienced to redeem his most cherished creation. That was you and I here tonight. The Lord could have destroyed Adam and Eve in the garden or the entire human race during the flood. Instead, he kept reaching far his hand out to mankind, that somebody would take and want to fellowship with God. God's hand has always been reaching mankind. And it would take a miracle, but God was willing to perform it. It would require paying an unprecedented price, but he would pay it. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God is reaching man in this hour. The incarnate God had come to dwell among his creation. He came to be in their lives. Amen. And God is with us. He came to us in the least threatening manner possible. Amen. This King of Kings came a mere baby, born of a virgin. And he came to us in a way that for a time would conceal his true identity. He came to us humbly and as a mere babe in a stable filled with animals. Dirty, rotten, stinking stable. He came there and come to us. What a humble experience for him. In Matthew 1:23, it says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. We must not miss the truth. It was God who came into our world at Bethlehem's manger. God Almighty, robed in flesh as a babe. Amen. He came into our world. What an entrance. He that was born in the manger was God incarnate. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This little baby was something. Amen. This little baby, I'm sure you know him tonight. Amen. His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is your Prince of Peace tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:9 says, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." That little baby housed all of God that you ever know. That there ever was. Amen. He was God manifest in flesh. In the King James Version, it says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Amen. The one who walked the streets of Capernaum and Bethsaida and healed all manner of disease was more than just a man. He was God with us. Hallelujah. John 14, 9 says, Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" When you've seen Jesus, that's all you there is. Amen. He is the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. A supernatural encounter. The Holy Ghost, which created life by morning upon the face of the waters in creation, caused life to be generated within her. In Luke 1, 34, 30, 35, it says, "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "Since I am a virgin." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." So we know right there, Jesus was God as a man. And they called that the Son of God. By a supernatural encounter. A God-breathed encounter. A plan that God had. And the image of God, this very occurrence, put a face on God. He was truly God with us now. God was always there, but now God was among us as a man. God took on our likeness. The Son is the radiance of God. In Hebrews 1:3, it says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word." After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. And in Colossians 1:15, it says, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation." He's an image of Almighty God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus did not pre-exist as God the Son. He was born as the Son of God. Amen. God manifest. God revealed. God where you can touch him. God where you can feel him. God where that can feel what you feel. Amen. God didn't send Junior down to do the dirty work. God came himself as the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He came for a purpose tonight. Jesus did not do this for any other reason but to save us. It was only through the incarnation that God was able to manifest himself as the Son of God. The eternal spirit was embodied in Jesus Christ. The immortal spirit took upon himself the morality, the mortality of mankind. And the invisible God was made known in the visible man, Jesus Christ. The eternal became the subject to time. God humbled himself to the form of man, his own creation. In coming to redeem us, he laid aside his robe, his majesty, to make a robe of a servant without compromising the deity. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made like unto his brethren, you and I. Amen. God really understands you. Amen. God really knows your troubles. Amen. God really understands what you're facing this holiday, this Christmas season. Amen. He knows what you feel like right now. Amen. He just didn't, and everything happened the way it's going. He came and experienced day by day by day as he grew into a full-grown man and understood what we deal with here on life. Amen. We're not serving some God that's all far out there and don't understand the ways of man. Amen. He fully understands what you're in, what you're facing every day. Amen. He understands that. God is fully aware of what you're feeling right now. How many of us have struggled with the emotional plan that comes from guilt? We were born with a sinful nature. We all have that nature. And in Psalms 51:5, it says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." We have a sinful nature. In addition to all that, the devil accuses us and our own conscience often indicts us. There is, however, a glorious deliverance that can come through Jesus Christ. Amen. God can deliver you tonight. He can lift you up tonight. God can give you the peace that you long for. Amen. You're not understanding your struggle right now. If you'll just reach out to God, if you'll just reach out to him, I'm here to tell you that he will help you. Amen. If you'll just call upon his name, he'll come near. Hallelujah. Because he is a personal God. Amen. He is a caring individual that loves you, cares about you. John 3:17 says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." God's not here to point his finger into your nose and say, I told you you'd never get it right. No, he's here to say, come on, you can make it. Come on, you can live life and life more abundantly. I will help you. I will come into you. I will give you the power that you're looking for to walk this godly walk. Amen. I want to lift you. I want to encourage you. I want to help you. So we have a great offer tonight from our Savior, Jesus Christ. He has offered to transform our lives. He's offered to radically change the direction of your being. Amen. He has offered to make a new creation by means of a miracle in the manger. Amen. You don't have to do it on your own tonight. You don't have to go through trials and tests that you're going through without Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will have struggles. You will have trials once you receive the Holy Ghost, but you won't ever be alone again. Amen. You won't ever do it on your own again. Amen. You can call upon the name of the Lord and feel His presence just overshadow you and just come in and breathe on you life. And you can stand up and walk strong through that trial. Amen. That's the God we are living for right now. Hallelujah. That's the God we're serving tonight. The one that cares. The one that loves. The one that cares and wants to go with it, through it with you. Amen. As a result, the Savior is for us, interceding for His people as high priest. Amen. God's praying for you. Amen. He's rooting for you. Amen. He's trying to say, come on, you can make it. First John 2:1, it says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I'll take it. I'll go to bat for you. I'll put it upon my shoulders. I'll take it and my blood will handle the situation. You don't have to handle it anymore. Amen. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen. God really does care for what you're struggling with right now. God really cares for what you're getting ready to face tomorrow. Amen. He says, come on. My mercies are new every morning. I will be there. Hallelujah. He wants to help you. He wants to guide you. God wants to be your friend. He wants to be your Savior. As a result, the Savior is for us. He's interceding. He's pleading for you. Amen. Jesus had a fully human body. Though He was God, Jesus lived an authentic human life in every respect. What destroyed the works of the devil was the Son of God, that He was sinless. That fully human being was fully sinless, without sin, knew no sin. Neither was guile found in His mouth. Amen. He was fully human and fully God. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Amen. As a human being, He overcame the power of sin. Hallelujah. He wanted to show us there's a way. Amen. You can be righteous today. Amen. You can live a holy life. You can live for Jesus Christ today. He experienced normal human activities. When the 40 days of fasting in the wilderness were completed, Jesus was hungry. Just like any of us would be. We're lucky to make one day or one meal. Amen. He understood hunger. He understood hunger pains. Amen. Jesus exhibited all the normal attributes of humanity, except he did not sin. He saw things that we see. He felt things that we feel. He heard things that we hear. But he heard them all and did them all and went through them all without ever raising a hand or without ever raising a fist or without ever wanting to get revenge. Amen. He allowed the spirit that was all in him to be in control of his humanity. And after a long day of teaching and ministry to the needs of the people, Jesus was tired. Anybody ever been there? It's just been a long day, and you've been doing a lot of stuff for the Lord, and you're just tired. Jesus been there. In John 4:6, Jesus was weary and rested, and he sat down, got tired. In Mark 1:35, it was recorded that Jesus got up in the morning before daybreak to pray. He understood the need to talk to the spirit that was within him. Truly man and truly God. In John 9:7, Jesus revealed his deity to a man whom he healed of blindness. When the man believed, he worshiped Jesus. In John 9:36, he says, "Who is he, sir?" The man asked, "Tell me so that I may believe in him." The fact that Jesus expected worship from people reveals that he was God. Amen. He understood his humanity, but he understood his deity as well. Amen. He was sent as God manifest in flesh. More than that, he forgave sins right here on earth. After healing the paralytic, he forgave the man his sins. "Go and sin no more," he would tell many of them. In Luke 5:20, it says, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.'" Aren't you glad Jesus spoke your name and said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." And he put his name on you. Amen. And his blood has cleansed you and has forgiven you. Amen. For the sinful woman who anointed his feet, he forgave her sins. Without repentance, flesh and blood, his substance, he took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan, a glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. "And now I know that thou art great, the great I am, God in us." Amen. He has promised to come and be in us. You know that's a promise from God. Amen. It's not something that it says it's optional. No, he promised you, if you will believe, you shall receive. Amen. My spirit in your life. This was a promise. Luke 24:49. It says, "I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." God is pouring out his spirit. Amen. everywhere, to anybody who will. It's for whosoever will. Amen. You don't have to be lost. You can have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can have His Spirit in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. But they waited till it happened. Sometimes that might be what we need to do. It's come to a place to where you're just, I'm not leaving, God. I'm going to wait here until You fill me. That shows the determination that I've got to have You. I've got to have this promise You promised me. Amen. I'm not leaving until You touch me, till You heal me, till You set me free. I'm not leaving here tonight, God, until You get a hold of my life, till You work in this situation. You either move that or move me. But I'm not leaving until it happens. Just get desperate for that promise to fill your life. And after the first group received the promise, Peter, under the anointing of the Spirit, declared that it was for all. Peter said, it's not just for us. It's not just for the few that are here in Jerusalem, but it's for everybody. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Is He still calling you today? If you're in this place, He's called you here tonight. Amen. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He wants you to experience the promises that He has given us. It is one thing to have God with us, but it is quite another thing to have God in us. Amen. It's one thing to know about God, but it's another thing to know God because He's in you. Amen. Because you have a relationship with Him, because you can talk to Him and you can feel His power. You can feel His anointing. Amen. There's something about Jesus that nobody can explain, but I'm here to tell you that He wants that in your life. Amen. He wants to know you greater than you know Him right now. Yes, that is possible. Saint of God, that is possible. You can go higher in God than you've ever been. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's men in the old days of Scripture that had such a relationship with God that God just took them. Wouldn't that be awesome? That you just have a communion with God so much that God just says, come on, be with me. Enough's enough. Come on up here. Amen. We can climb higher than we are tonight. Amen. We can have a better relationship than we do right now. He wants to give you a new heart and a new way of thinking. Come on. Come on. He wants to give you a new way to think. Hallelujah. God in you will change you. He will radically rearrange your thought processes. Hebrews 8:10 says, this is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. God is in the business of life changing. Amen. He wants to change the way you do business. He wants to change the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you think. There is more than an overly sensitive conscience. Amen. It really provides your mind, you the mind of Christ. God wants to give you His mind. Amen. He wants to speak through you in His thoughts. Amen. He wants to give you new revelation of His being, of His existence. Amen. Of what He can do in your life. Amen. He wants to transform your mind tonight. Scripture says that there's a renewing of the mind. Amen. We need a renewing of our mind. We can get caught in a rut in our spiritual mindset that this is the only way that God can bless me. This is the only way that I can feel God. We need to get out of the box. We need to shake ourselves off from religiosity and just let God do it the way He wants to do it. Amen. He'll rock your world. Amen. He'll change your direction. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, and then verse 16. It says, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct Him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the Word of God to lean on tonight. Amen. Hide that Word in our hearts that we might not sin against God. He is a teacher of truth. The Holy Ghost illuminates the connection between the spiritual principles and the everyday life. God will light your path. He will illuminate what you're facing. Amen. Amen. We can just get a hold of God. We can call upon His name. Amen. And He will shine down His light to illuminate what you're facing in your life. John 16:13 says, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. And He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. This peace does not come from human understanding. Amen. Only God can give you peace in the most misunderstanding situation you've ever found yourself in. When you don't really know why you're going through what you're going through, only Jesus can bring peace in that time to where I just don't know why. I just don't understand what it's all about. But I know I feel God's peace. I know that He's with me because I can feel Him. I know He's with me because I hear Him. I know He's with me through this time. God is here tonight. He's wanting to go with you through some situations in your life so that you understand that He said He would never leave you. He would never forsake you. Amen. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you need some peace to guard your heart tonight? Amen. We can find ourselves in some places in our life that we really don't know what we humanly will do in those situations. Peace of God, guard my heart. Cover me, Lord, so that I can come out righteous before You. Hallelujah. We need the righteousness of God to cover us in times of hardship. Amen. In times of pain, in times of sorrow. Amen. We need the peace of God that can guide us and keep us through those struggling times, keep our heart ready to meet the Lord at any moment. Hallelujah. So more than a doctrine, the incarnation demonstrates that our God is for us. Amen. I hope you realize that tonight, that this little baby came to do more than just suck his thumb. Amen. He came to be more than just a cute little scene in a manger on Christmas Day that we celebrate every year. Amen. He came to endure what you're going through and help you through it. And he came to give you the power to overcome anything that comes against you. Amen. God came to give you his power. Amen. You can walk out of here tonight full of the power of Jesus Christ. Yes, God with us was a miracle birth. But what about God in us? Every time an unregenerate man repents of his sin and allows God to be born in him through the new birth, the miracle birth is demonstrated all over again. Amen. You can have a miracle in your life tonight. Amen. It just takes a determined mind that says, I'm tired of living my way, and I'm ready to turn it all over to you. I'm ready to live with you in me. Praise God. Let's stand.